Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and I'm delighted to welcome back Jana Krekic from YLT Translations. We've been talking about all kinds of new marketplaces, and we were just talking off camera, and I was just saying, oh, we didn't talk about Czech Republic and Singapore, and then suddenly Jana was saying to me all this great stuff that I need you to hear. So Jana, welcome back.
Thank you. So much
to discuss. There's so many great marketplaces blowing up in the Amazon world. So tell us about the Czech Republic first and then Singapore. Let's talk about these places we've neglected so far.
So Czech Republic is very interesting just because it's the fastest growing e-commerce marketplace in the world right now. This year, it has grown by astonishing 17%. Nobody has grown so much as the Czech Republic. And a lot of people expect a lot from this country. And by 2021, the growth is expected to be reach 19%. That's more than any other European marketplace. So there are a lot of things that are expected from Czech Republic. But the biggest problem, as I see it, is in Czech Republic, as part of the Eastern Europe, they have a lot of problems like with modernizing its payment landscape. Because like paying by cash, it's still very popular among Czech consumers, or settling payments with like delivery with cash. That's like the most popular payment method in Czech Republic. And it comes down to like 45% of transactions are being done that way. So this is going to be a big problem, you know, if Amazon wants to enter this marketplace, because a lot of people haven't, you know, they don't like credit cards, and it's like a really different culture and mindset to be, you know, involved in adjusted for another couple of years to come. But for now, I see this as the biggest problem, like using cash and not wire transfers or credit cards or online payments, probably because people are just probably, you know, not trustworthy, and there are a lot of problems in East Europe so throughout the years. So I understand that, but I think this is the biggest problem about people not being online enough.
So interesting. It sounds like there's a massive potential, but there's some sort of ways to, there's some logistical payment issues to sort through, which sounds to me like it's likely to end up getting sorted because there's a lot of value on the other side of it. So somebody's going to make it easy to do, right? So that's interesting. So one to watch. Now, Singapore's an intriguing one because obviously Singapore's a very, very tiny country. If you're not sure where it is, I believe it's right on the edge of Malaysia in Southeast Asia, right? Unless I'm going nuts.
Former British
colonial possession, like a lot of things in the world. It gets very complicated once the British were involved. Sorry about that. I wasn't around. But Singapore, interesting one. So tell us about Singapore.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, well, why is Amazon Singapore so important? I mean, it's a tiny country, right? And it is a tiny country and it's a tiny population. It has like a 5.5 million people living there. But when you compare the population with e-commerce revenue, it's like 1-to-1. So like population of 5.5 million makes a $5 billion e-commerce revenue, which is insane. And e-commerce penetration is the highest in the world. And it's expected to reach like 80% by 2023. Maybe it has already reached that, but we don't have the data yet because of the COVID and everything. It is one of the richest countries in the world. So people love to shop. Singaporeans massively shop online. And why is this little country so important to Amazon is because it's a gateway for Amazon to Southeast Asia. So whoever runs Singapore is going to go and have like that part of like, you know, Southeast Asia. So that's very, very important for Amazon. And that's why they're pushing people into selling it over there. So they show how Amazon is relevant in that part of the world. The language you should basically use on the Singaporean marketplace is English, but British English, as you said, like, you know, in terms of colonies and historical data, never to use American English, but you should use British English. And also what's very interesting as maybe a potential category you might be selling in is that in Singapore, they have like very like tiny apartments, like in Tokyo or Japan. It's like very, like they're like space, they go, you know, they build skyscrapers and there's like tiny space. So product categories such as like a home decor or home organization where you can buy something so you can make more space in your apartments. A lot of apartments don't even have the balconies, is something that people like to buy a lot. There are also a lot of expats in Singapore as well as the UAE. So similar categories might be very, very interesting for selling in that country.
Yeah, it's funny that, I mean, Britain's traditionally had its hand in a lot of countries politically back in the day, decades and decades ago. And strangely, there is still kind of cultural links. So you'll end up finding British engineers working in Saudi Arabia, for example, or UAE.
Right.
And you find expat Brits. I know a couple of guys who've gone out there who moved from working in the city of London for like $250,000 or, you know, $300,000 a year to working in Singapore for like $500,000, because Singapore is incredibly wealthy. So there's a lot of people that moved out there for a certain kind of weird expat lifestyle. I mean, personally, I don't understand it. I'd rather be in London, I guess. But, you know, so there's a lot of connections back to people. I think the chances of you selling to somebody in UAE or Saudi Arabia, certainly UAE or Singapore, who's actually British national, are quite high. So it's not so much a question of nationality as a sort of certain sector of people that move around the globe, like they might live in New York or whatever. They're sort of global elite, so they're really going to be very wealthy consumers from the sorts of people that I know that have moved out there. And again, wealthy consumers have got less resistance to higher prices. You can sell stuff for higher prices, so there's more profit margin in it. There's just, you know, people get overwhelmed with the size of the market in the USA and think that that's really good. But it doesn't really matter how big the market is. It's what your slice of it is.
I think I'm
always begging people to ignore the sort of size of a market in the USA, because it just is a complete red herring. So the fact that it's small but wealthy is really attractive to me. Amazing. Well, those sound like two incredible marketplaces. Is there anywhere else we've missed? We've talked about UAE, Singapore, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, Netherlands, Poland, Czech Republic. I mean, this is like a sort of United Nations here.
There's nothing new. But I mean, Amazon Brazil, once it's up and running, should be insanely good, especially because of the population, over 200 million Brazilians, definitely. And it's a very big country, and people and stuff over there are very expensive. You know how much Nikes cost in Brazil? They cost like $300. Like, it's insane. And like clothing lines and everything, it's so expensive for Brazilians. I think Amazon might, you know, show them some solution in the case of the stuff being more affordable. But, you know, we're yet to see. I have no info about Amazon Brazil yet. But a lot of people say like, oh yeah, Amazon Brazil should be good one day when it's up and running. So yeah, definitely agree that Brazil, it's such an insanely big country and should potentially be very good for e-commerce as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be an interesting one. There's quite a lot of local competition, like you said, in various places. Like in Sweden, they've got their very established marketplaces. And I know Mercado Libre has done quite well in South America generally, maybe Brazil specifically as well. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one to see how it plays out. But look, fascinating stuff. Jana, as ever, many thanks for opening our eyes to what's coming up. Amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com.